In one of the most iconic paintings by an American artist, two young children, a boy and a girl, sleep peacefully. Next to their bed, the floor is scattered with toys. Shadowy half-light from the open door illuminates the room, and we see their parents standing vigil over them as they sleep. Their mother leans down. She tenderly pulls the covers more snugly over her children, as if to guard them from the tragedy reported in the folded newspaper that her husband holds. A bombing has occurred. There is evil in the world. One might expect to see an anxious countenance, yet we see the father smile lovingly on his children. Both parents clearly understand the horror of that day's news, but these Americans have decided not to let fear settle in their home. One day years ago, my father hung a print of this painting, Norman Rockwell's Freedom from Fear, next to the front door of my home. Through this door, I and my family go out into a world which sometimes produces headlines even more shocking than the bombing horror immortalized by Rockwell. Yet we pass through our door without fear, not because we choose to pretend evil doesn't exist in our world, but because, like the Americans depicted by Rockwell, we also choose not to let fear settle in our midst. Freedom from Fear is one of four paintings Rockwell created following President Franklin Roosevelt's 1941 State of the Union address, in which he said, "In the future days, which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms. The first is freedom of speech and expression, everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way, everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want, everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear. That is no vision of a distant millennium. It is a definite basis for a kind of world attainable in our own time and generation." End quote. Since then, Americans of all walks of life have answered President Roosevelt's call, giving their time, talent, and even their very lives to ensure these freedoms are enjoyed at home and abroad. Though all of these freedoms are essential, the freedom from fear enables us to live the other three. There are many whose heroism and dedication to upholding the four freedoms is apparent to all. Their choice to act free of fear has allowed them to live heroically in seemingly hopeless situations. The policemen, firefighters, and civilians on September 11, 2001, who died saving others, ensured that every American heart today remains free from the cloud of fear caused by the terrorist attack that day. In May this year, a shooting in a Colorado high school left one student who charged to the rescue dead, another wounded. These two boys, along with the teachers and responders that day, are heroes, standing up for what is right and halting those who would threaten our freedom in their tracks. However, not only do Americans heroically pursue these freedoms at home, but we go abroad and we share them with the people of the world. Since 2001, 6,828 American service members have sacrificed their lives to bring these freedoms to the people of the Middle East. On August 21, 2015, Spencer Stone and two of his friends, all members of the U.S. Air Force on leave, hazarded their own lives to save fellow passengers whose lives were threatened by a terrorist with an automatic rifle on board a train bound for Paris from Amsterdam. These men had dedicated their lives to defending freedom, and they proved their commitment on that train, on that day. Civilians also make great sacrifices for the cause of human freedom. Members of the Carter Center ensure that people in the developing world can live in freedom from the fear of disease. This group, based in the U.S., works tirelessly to eradicate diseases affecting millions in over 80 countries. Through their efforts, the Guinea worm disease was completely eliminated in Nigeria in 2009. In 2017, a group of young American engineers and an organization called Bridges to Prosperity partnered with a local Haiti community to build a bridge over the river near their village. The river had a strong current, and many people in the community had lost their lives just trying to cross it. The men and women in Bridges to Prosperity sacrificed careers with big, well-paying companies to be a part of a group that ensures that all people have the ability to live in safety, free from fear. Like the father and mother in Rockwell's Freedom from Fear, Americans go out into the world not with trepidation, but with an emboldened hope that catches the world on fire. We may not always agree on how this blaze should be set, but we do agree that every human deserves a life lived free from fear, free from want, free to speak or write, and free to worship. I am an American. Americans are what makes America great.